With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting Israeli troops have divided the northern and southern parts of Gaza as communications across the besieged territory were temporarily cut Monday for a third time since the war started. Meanwhile, demonstrations reminding the world of the hostages still being held by Hamas terrorists were heard in Jerusalem today. Protester Ellen Geffen says she's at the protest to help support those who are hurting so much.
I came to the Knesset today, first and foremost, to be together with very beloved people that are part of our community that we know very well and love, and want to support them and cry together with them for the return of their children, their grandchildren.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has wrapped up a Middle East tour in Turkey after only limited success in efforts to forge a regional consensus on how best to ease Gaza's civilian suffering as Israel intensifies its war against Hamas. Blinken says the U.S. continues pushing for helping Gaza civilians.
We've engaged the Israelis on steps that they can take to minimize civilian casualties. We're working, as I said, very aggressively on getting more humanitarian assistance into Gaza. And we have very concrete ways of doing that. And I think you'll see in the days ahead that assistance can expand in significant ways.
President Joe Biden has promoted new cash for Amtrak. He visited Bear, Delaware, to announce more than $16 billion in new funding that will go towards 25 passenger rail projects between Boston and Washington, the so-called Northeastern Corridor. Bear is close to Wilmington, where Biden has a home and spends many weekends away from the White House. On Wall Street, the Dow by 34 points, the Nasdaq rose 40. This is SRN News. Abortion is on the ballot in Ohio tomorrow, and other states are lining up.
At issue is an amendment to the Ohio Constitution that would enshrine the procedure right up to the moment of birth. The Buckeye State is the only one voting on abortion in 2023, but next year both Maryland and New York will do so. And there are efforts to put the issue before the public in at least nine other states so far. The repeal of Roe v. Wade by the Supreme Court has freed up individual states to make their own abortion decisions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Facing an increasingly violent America, churches are having to decide whether or not to allow guns in the building. Pastor Jimmy Hardaway Jr., who leads Trinity Baptist Church in Niagara Falls, New York, carries a concealed pistol to protect worshipers. He says, "I'm really not free if I have to sit here and worry about threats to the congregation." Other pastors have opted to ban guns entirely. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks closed higher as Wall Street's recent wild moves calmed down just a bit. The S&P 500 rose 0.2% in its first trading after careening from months of sharp losses to its best week of the year. More stocks fell than rose. The flashpoint for the stock market's movements in both directions has been what the bond market is doing, and it regressed a bit during its own extreme moves. Crude prices rose after big oil-producing countries said they'd keep production cuts in place. The Dow up 34 points to close at 34,095. The Nasdaq gained 40 points to 13,518. The S&P 500 added 7 to 4,365. New York oil rose 31 cents to $80.82 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.